The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
You know, coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it? Right?
No.
It's so great to be at Mar-a-Lago with friends and the press and the media and everybody.
Frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But Hillary Clinton is a bigot. Hillary is so corrupt. During the campaign, Vice President Pence promised that our administration, because Mike's very much into space, would revive the National Space Council.
I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack.
But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff for
Oh, my God.
Finland is the happiest country in the
Finland
world.
Finland is a happy country.
What can you learn?
China would right now be the most powerful nation economically in the world, and right now they're not even close. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties.
Anybody that needs a test can have a test.
People come up to me, they shake hands, they put their hand out. It's sort of a natural reflex.
Ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this? A lot of
people comes
say
from
it's
China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like him to go back to the State Department, or as they call it, the Deep State Department, if you don't mind. I'd like to have him go back and do his job. So does anybody have any questions? Please. So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
I know nothing.
Hey. Okay, everybody. It's Monday. Monday. We used to write songs about Mondays because they were bad. But now they're all the same. It's Monday. The 27th of April. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I don't know. We were getting ready to start the show, and we had heard, that there wouldn't be any more Trump-centric coronavirus briefings because of that last one there, where we were told to shove a lightsaber up our yin or something. Like that. We were told to bend over and pour a funnel of Clorox up in there. I don't know. And so we were told that they were canceling the Trump-centric coronavirus briefings and that they would then switch over to Trump-centric economic briefings or some such thing where, I don't know, he would talk about the joys of going bankrupt, which a lot of people are about to experience because it's the 27th of April, which means May is right around the corner, like Friday. All right. So then they said, just before we went on the air, that Trump was scheduled to make some sort of an announcement today at 5 o'clock. Oh, one could only hope. I'm leaving. I'm resigning. I'm tired of this. My thumbs hurt. I'm tweeting like crazy. I'm losing my mind. I misspelled Nobel as in Peace Prize and wrote Nobel and said that journalists get Nobel Prizes instead of Pulitzer Prizes. And, forget multidimensional chess. I am now playing multidimensional mistakes, lies, I don't, whatever you want to call it. But so anyway, they said that they were going to do some sort of a statement or some sort of a thing tonight where he would make a statement to the country at 5 o'clock. And then they canceled that. And then they said, well, we're going to reschedule a press conference. I don't know. So we'll just have to wait and see, everybody, like the reality TV show that is the presidency of the United States. I mean, our country is beating the world. We're about to hit a million cases, you know. They just updated it. So right this second, we have 979,077 cases, 55,563 deaths. Now, if you look globally, the globe, the entire globe, all multiple billions are experiencing 3 million cases, and we have a third of them here. The deaths are 209,661. We have 55,000 of them here. We're about to surpass the body bag count for Vietnam in just a few weeks. Isn't that special? And we're in the hands of a man who scheduled a press conference, canceled the press conference, rescheduled the press conference, canceled it, said he'd make a statement at 5 o'clock, and now we're being told there will be a press conference type style thing sometime tonight. You know, it's like his body generates all of these lies and all of these myths and all of these falsehoods, and he has to expel them or he'll just explode. He'll just explode like the thin mint guy in Monty Python, do you know? I mean, he will just, projectile vomit if he doesn't expel all of the lies that he stuffs down inside all day long. But he erupted on Twitter over the weekend because they canceled Friday's press conference. Saturday, they had a 22-minute one with no questions. And then, it was Saturday that they had a 22-minute one with no questions. And then yesterday, there was no press conference. And so he just decided that he would tweet his brains out. And so he tweeted a whole bunch of times about how you can't trust Fox News anymore because they ran an ad that he didn't like that one. And that the journalists should return their Nobel Prizes when journalists get Pulitzer Prizes, and then misspelled Nobel. Then he deleted all of those tweets. I mean, he is like demonic, man. And so we are doing worse than every other country in the world on stemming or stopping or testing for and isolating. I mean, Australia was amazing. Australia has an app. Didn't I tell you there would be an app for that? Didn't I tell you about the Facebook app that was able to suck out all your psychological, they asked you like, which of the Real Housewives or which of the Duck Dynasty guys are you? And when you did that, it was really a ruse to get all your information and your friends' information and their friends' information so that they could target you for voter suppression if you were pro-Hillary or to get out and vote for Trump if you were so inclined. If you were bat crap, if you were crazy. Anyway, Australia has an app for that now. It's voluntary, but the message is if you get on that app, they could reopen the economy much quicker. And I'll tell you what the app does. And we don't have that. We don't have anything like that. Nothing at all.